So there have been changes coming to enrollment for MassHealth this year in 2023 that we want the folks at Mattock Community Health Center to explain to us, because things are kind of going back to the way they used to be before the pandemic. So we're going to welcome to the program today the Manager of Community Support Services for Mattock, Shirley Fajardo. And also Ken Moore is with us. Ken is the Senior Patient Navigator and also a SHINE counselor. So welcome to you both. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. This is a big deal, Shirley. This is a lot of folks may not realize that things are going back to the way they used to be when it comes to MassHealth, right?
Yes, it is a big deal. So what's currently happening is that at the beginning of the pandemic, the federal government put in place a COVID-19 public health emergency. And as part of that, it put in place requirements for continuous coverage where there was a Medicaid protection. That means that individuals who might not have been eligible for MassHealth or maybe didn't complete their application and submit all the necessary documents were still able to maintain their coverage throughout the pandemic. And this started March 2020. This officially ended March 31st, 2023. And this means that starting April 1st of this year, MassHealth is going back to their usual renewal process.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily mean that all of those people that were covered during the past 3 years are automatically not covered, right?
No, not at all. Yeah, so the MassHealth renewal process, they prefer an auto renewal system, which means that if they have all the necessary information for the household or the individual, they will just do the renewal and determine whether the member is eligible for the benefits, whether it needs to be increased, decreased, or if they need to be terminated.
Okay.
If they do not have sufficient information, then they request documentation to be submitted from the members themselves.
Okay. How does a member know if they have to take any action? You know, how will they be notified?
Through mail. They will be receiving a blue envelope, and it's really important to call it a blue envelope because that's the easiest way to know if it's a renewal paperwork that is in there.
Okay.
They get that documentation asking them to renew, and they have 45 days to respond.
Okay. If they don't get a blue envelope, can they just assume that they're all set?
So for the people who MassHealth is able to auto-renew, they will let them know via letter.
Oh, they will.
If they have been automatically renewed and can continue with the benefits.
Okay, so either way, the client will know status is with MassHealth.
Yes, they will know. It's just different color envelopes.
Okay. So I'm thinking, you know, for the past 3 years, there may have been folks that were never on MassHealth before that have been in it.
Yeah.
May not realize this is the process because this is going to be new to them, even though it's the old way of doing things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're having a special seminar to run through this right in person with folks, right?
Yes, we do. At Mattock, we have health insurance navigators who are certified through the Health Connector to provide health insurance counseling and enrollment assistance. And we're offering special sessions, navigation sessions for members of the community who need to renew their benefits, whether it is through MassHealth or in general through the Health Connector.
Okay, all right. And one of them is right here in Quincy, right?
Yes, and it is this Saturday, April 29th from 1 to 2. We're holding one here in our West Quantum location. It's 110 West Quantum in Quincy, as well as our Taunton location, which is at 1 Washington Street in Taunton.
Okay, I think it's 9 to 2, right?
9 to 2, yes.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m., okay. Okay. So, Ken, will they see you there as well when they...
They will see me at the North Quincy location.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And what will you be doing for them?
I will be doing several things. Trying to help them... First of all, feel comfortable about the process because it's really going to be a surprise to a lot of people and not really know what steps to take. So basically, I'm going to be explaining the process to them, letting them, filling out the paperwork for them, as well as collecting all the necessary documentation to get to MassHealth.
What should they be bringing with them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Identification is good.
Okay.
I would definitely say if they have... income, a paycheck, if they're getting paycheck or if they're receiving Social Security, if they have something with their address on it, would be great. Sometimes driver's licenses, addresses change or you can move and it's not the same address.
Yep.
So if they had a utility bill, light bill, cable bill, something of that nature.
Okay.
And basically from that point, we can submit that information. Now, if the person is, let's say, over 65, because this is going to help affect the senior population as well, maybe some people are just transitioning over to Medicare, they would need to maybe bring their Medicare card card in so we could update that in a Social Security income if they're receiving Social Security or disability benefits.
Okay, all right. And you, as a SHINE counselor, are keenly aware of that process.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. I can definitely help people if they are on MassHealth at the moment,
yes,
and if they're going to be getting off of MassHealth, maybe because they're turning 65 or any other reason,
yeah,
I can help them figure out what their secondary to Medicare plan would be and make sure that they have a prescription plan in place. So they'll be all set.
All right. So you cannot be on Medicare or MassHealth at the same time?
Is no, you can.
Oh, you can.
But when you turn 65,
yep,
it's a little different. So Medicare becomes your primary, and
yep,
then you can, if depending on your income and assets,
mm-hmm,
you could be eligible for MassHealth as a secondary to Medicare well. Yes.
Okay. And will you be able to do that at these sessions?
Absolutely.
You will?
Yes. If they bring their documentation with them,
yep,
in the blue envelope with them, I can help them with everything. Yes.
Okay. All right. Shirley, what if they've already gone past the allotted time for renewal? You know, is there any way to kind of turn the clock back and fix that?
Yeah, so if they haven't responded within the 45 days,
yeah,
MassHealth usually communicates via mail.
Yep.
If you don't respond to the blue envelopes, you're at risk of your benefits being decreased,
yeah,
or terminated, which then means that MassHealth will send you a notice via mail that you haven't responded, and
yep,
your benefits will be terminated.
Okay.
And then you have an additional time frame to submit what was needed and try to avoid termination.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right. Yes. So it's not the end of the story. There, you still
can I
it.
Add to
but
that if you don't mind?
Yeah,
there's always this fun there. So usually, you will definitely have the 90 days time span to get MassHealth the information.
Yep.
If you don't, you will be subjected to termination. If you get MassHealth the information that they're asking for within the 90-day time frame,
mm-hmm,
you will go back to your original renewal date.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not get them the information they're asking for within the 90 days, you will be terminated, and then when you start, it will start back from the day that you submitted the application. Currently, it won't go back to 2 or 3 months of the 90 days that they have given you.
Oh, all right, okay.
So you don't want to have a gap in coverage,
no,
so that way
right,
we want to try to get them as much information as possible.
Right,
so
because if you've incurred a medical incident during that time, then mm-hmm, you'd be liable for that.
You'd be liable for that, absolutely. And that's
right,
what we don't, that's what they don't want to happen.
Right.
Yeah, so they're really trying. Now, there could be, some people might find that they might have double coverage. Somebody might be eligible for the Health Connector,
mm-hmm,
and they have to pay for the Health Connector,
mm-hmm,
by the 23rd in order to be on for the first of the next month. Once they get on that coverage, they could also maybe still have the MassHealth coverage until it totally goes away.
Okay.
So there might be an overlap
yeah,
of coverage. They're trying not to make it happen,
sure,
but it's, I guess, better to have more than none.
Well, right, yeah. You don't want to be uncovered, you
absolutely,
know, at any point. So
right,
if someone's not eligible for MassHealth, could you help them with the Health Connector?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you can?
Yes, I can go right into, I can help them fill out an application online,
okay,
through the mahealthconnector.org,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and I can put in all of their information and give them a determination right then and there,
oh,
if they're necessary for a connector care plan or a health connector plan.
Okay, and what's the difference between the two?
Sure.
Yeah.
So if somebody's not eligible for MassHealth, they could be eligible for a connector care plan.
Okay.
A connector care plan is a health insurance plan that's subsidized with tax credits and subsidies,
mm-hmm,
to keep the premiums for consumers lower.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, they could have plans that can range anywhere from $0, maybe up to $100 or a little bit more than that.
Okay.
A health connector plan are unsubsidized, and if for people whose income is a little higher,
mm-hmm,
than the 300% of the federal poverty level, then they would still be able to get insurance through the health connector,
mm-hmm,
great plans, but they would have higher premiums,
mm-hmm,
and also deductibles.
Okay. Oh, and those would come from private insurance companies, is that right?
Oh, through the health connector,
yeah,
though, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different from the state provided.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But we're definitely there to help you, guide you through everything.
And that's the key, really, mm-hmm, is you need somebody that knows the system in order to, you know, to guide them through,
right,
for
yes,
sure. Yeah. So in terms of who is eligible to come to these informational sessions, is it just clients or is it
no? It's open to anybody in the community who needs help at
okay,
this time.
All right.
Yeah, we're trying to reach out to anybody under 65 or anybody over 65, actually anyone who receives the blue envelope.
Okay.
And it could be from now, April 1st, mm-hmm. and it's this whole renewal process is going to be a 12-month time span.
Oh.
So some people might receive envelopes right now. Yep. Some people might receive them in the summer. Some might receive them in the winter. So they don't really have to take any action until they receive the blue envelope.
Oh, okay. What if they are eligible to receive a blue envelope but don't get one?
If they don't receive a blue envelope after the 12-month time,
yeah.
then they are definitely able to come in and update all the information with MassHealth at any time.
All right.
The reason that they don't want people to come in sort of ahead of time of the blue envelopes is because, let's say, if somebody's income is much higher and they're not going to be on MassHealth anymore, if they change it now before they get the envelope, it could be maybe 6 months before they would have gotten that envelope.
Oh,
so it's going to be a big change from not having to pay to maybe having to pay for a health insurance plan that they're trying to just give everybody time to prepare for it and renew it the proper time.
Okay. So Shirley, is this typically the way the process works, you know, pre-pandemic? Is this pretty much how it works?
Yes, pre-pandemic, everyone had to renew every 12 months.
Oh, all right.
And the blue envelope is not a new process for MassHealth.
Okay.
So people who had it prior to the pandemic should be used to the process. I think it's just, it's been 3 years since we've done this.
Right,
this
exactly.
way.
Yeah, so it may be new to some people.
Right, yeah.
Huh. What other types of communication will they be getting from MassHealth?
There is a lot of active outreach happening right now for the same reason that this might be new to some people, and even people who had it before, they haven't had to go through this process in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So MassHealth specifically, they are reaching out people via text, email, mail.
Okay.
Different health centers or organizations that have certified navigators are reaching out to people all sorts of ways as well. At Manit specifically, we have our navigators who are making personal phone calls to all of individuals that we have helped with health insurance in the past to let them know about the renewal process. We have sent text campaigns as well as mailings out for the families that we have assisted in the past.
Yeah, okay. Are appointments necessary? Do they need to make an appointment or can they just show up at this particular event?
You can make an appointment or you can just show up. We will accommodate anyone who needs assistance for navigation.
Okay.
Appointments are nice because you know when your time will be to come in and meet with a navigator.
Sure, yeah.
But if you don't get around to calling the health center to schedule an appointment, you're more than welcome to just
stop
by.
Okay. And about how long does the whole process take?
It really depends. It depends on how many people are in the household, what documents need to be submitted. We have situations where a navigator might be able to complete something in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We have situations where it might take a full hour for the appointment.
Okay. And if there are children that are also part of the coverage, do they need to come as well to the renewal process?
Just the head of household.
Just the head of household.
Attend, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now, you think?
Just please feel free, when you get that blue envelope, just to contact somebody at any Manit location.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or if they can't get to somebody at a Manit location, they can reach out to MassHealth directly. They're helping people over the phone. It's just numerous ways that we can help them. So just please reach out.
And as a SHINE counselor, do you have separate kind of office hours that you keep for the SHINE program as well?
Tell you the truth, they're all in one. So if somebody books an appointment with me, they can see me for anything SHINE or navigation.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So you are a key person.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he is.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead, Shirley.
I just wanted to point out, too, that in addition to the session that we're having on Saturdays, we offer navigation throughout the week on a weekly basis.
Okay, I was going to ask
at
that,
most of our locations.
Okay.
So if you're not able to attend this upcoming Saturday, that doesn't mean that you cannot receive navigation assistance.
Mm-hmm.
You can just call the site or stop by a Manit location, and we typically have a navigator on site, especially in our West Squantum location.
Mm-hmm.
And then our other four locations, we have navigators who do a few days a week out of those locations as well.
Okay, yeah, on C Street and House Neck, right?
Yes.
Bicknell Street in Germantown. Also in Hull, Taunton, and Attleboro.
And Attleboro, yes.
ManitCHC.org, I know, is the main website,
yes.
Good place to go. Is there a good kind of main phone number that folks could call?
We do have our, they can call the main number in North Quincy, which is 617-376-3000. They can call the navigation hotline at 857-403-1557.
Excellent. All right. Anything else?
We look forward to seeing them.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess the message is don't don't ignore the blue envelope, right?
Don't ignore the blue envelope, yeah. Yes.
And even if they don't receive it and they have any questions, just feel free to reach out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you very much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Happy to help. And thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. Please join us again next time.